endangered animals on the topic of red pandas, I will have two guests, starting with Caitlin.
Hello, my name is Caitlin, and I have lots of knowledge on red pandas. But there's one thing I am not sure about. Are red pandas nocturnal or diurnal?
I can answer that. They are nocturnal. They are kind of like raccoons. Oh, and my name is Erica. That is correct, Erica. And good question, Caitlin.
Well, I do know the species is threatened by a number of different factors, including deforestation, habitat degradation, poaching, and disease.
Good job. Erica, do you know what they are poached for?
Yes, I do. They have a distinctive pelt, and people really like their beautiful fur.
That's all correct, but it's not a good thing that they are being poached. There were only 10,000 red pandas left.
That's sad. But did you know that they are carnivores?
No, I didn't. I know that their diet mainly consists of bamboo, though.
They are also known to eat insects, bird eggs, and small lizards.
They also call red pandas fire foxes.
True, but their real name is Alarus fungus. That's weird.
How long do they really live?
They have an 8-year lifespan.
And they weigh 12 to 20 pounds.
So what are all of the reasons that red pandas are endangered?
Poaching of red pandas.
And isn't accidental trapping one?
Yes, along with illegal pet trade and struggles with deforestation.
How do they get ready to defend themselves?
Well, standing on their hind legs.
Yeah. And it's very cute, but it is a defense mechanism.
Well, it won't help against the poachers.
True, but red pandas don't expect to be poached.
Is it true that red pandas have fur on the soles of their feet?
Yes, and they also have false thumbs.
That makes them great tree huggers.
Did you guys know that the black and white panda is not the original panda?
No, I didn't. That seems very interesting.
Yeah, go on. The red panda was actually discovered nearly 50 years before the giant panda. And because both species shared a common ancestor that lived millions of years ago, they are both now pandas.
Wow.
Isn't the red panda also sometimes called the lesser panda?
That's sad.
Sad, but true. Also, over the last 18 years, which accounts for 3 generations in the life of the red panda, the population size of these species has decreased by 50%.
Red pandas are often killed when they get caught in traps meant for other animals, such as wild pigs and deer.
Well, only if the deer and wild pigs would make it to the trap first.
Maybe, if that happened, we would still have more red pandas left, but then we would still be losing other animals.
IUCN helps animals and promotes saving them.
IUCN stands for International Union of Conservation of Nature.
Correct.
Red pandas' habitats are being cleared to build houses approximately.
Red pandas have been known to attack humans.
Yes, so don't get so close to the red pandas.
This is a very interesting podcast so far, and I have learned a lot about red pandas and their endangerment. Also, the red panda is 22 to 25 inches long. And they have a long tail that is around 15 to 19 inches long. 50% of their habitat is in eastern Himalayas.
I would love to be back on the Endangered Animals show again, and I will always remember the beloved red pandas, and I don't agree that they are called the lesser panda. Well, that's it for the red pandas on the Endangered Animal Show. And remember that red pandas will attack humans, so stay a large distance away from them if you see them.
Next time on Endangered Animal Show, you should talk about sea turtles.
I will keep that in mind.